government has denied going to the IMF for a bailout. What has been done is to prepare homegrown strategy of fiscal consolidation. Speaking at the National Economic Forum in Akonsombo, President Mahama described as tragic the decision by a political party to boycott the forum.
In early April this year, therefore, we decided to aggregate all these measures and initiatives into a single document, and we presented it to the representatives of the people of Ghana in Parliament. A more detailed version of the document that was read in Parliament was later presented to the IMF as part of our Article 4 consultations that it undertakes with all its member states. I wish to take this opportunity to state with great emphasis that as President, I have not taken any decision to enter our country into an IMF program. What we are concentrating on is the preparation of a homegrown strategy of fiscal consolidation. It is our expectation that both our domestic and international partners will join us in the implementation of this strategy. The briefs that were presented to Parliament and then later to the IMF under our Article 4 consultation represent work in progress and will be finalized through broad consultations, such as the forum we are holding here today. It is a tragedy of our very polluted and extremely partisan political environment that such a simple misunderstanding of the relevance of this innocuous document should become the basis for a major political player to stay away from this all-important exercise.
President Mahama also hints of plans to launch of a major campaign of Made in Ghana goods.
Government has activated support to the pharmaceutical, poultry, rice and aquaculture subsectors. Preparations are also well advanced for the launch of a major campaign to promote the consumption of products made in Ghana. We cannot talk about the private sector without addressing the issue of credit, both in terms of access and affordability, especially among small and medium enterprises. Although small and medium enterprises account for over two-thirds of employment in our country, their further expansion and ability to create jobs remains constrained by access to affordable finance, limited markets, and of course, infrastructure bottlenecks, amongst many others. As a government, we have put in place a number of interventions, but we will require more than specific interventions whose effects tend to be limited.
President Mahama admitted that some measures taken by government have imposed hardship on Ghanaians, which are temporal.
Some of the measures that we have adopted have imposed unintended hardships, but these hardships are temporary and will not last beyond the short term. Already, the positive results are beginning to show in the form of a slowdown in the growth of the wage bill and other indicators against the background of a relatively strong economic growth. The wage bill, excluding arrears, as a share of total tax revenue, declined steadily from 65% at the end of 2012 to 57% at the end of 2013. We are, however, still far from achieving the target spelled out in the West African Monetary Union convergence criteria of 35%.
President Mahama speaking at the National Economic Forum in Akonsombo. Our correspondent says a year has been sampling views of the participants.
Basically, summarizing everything that we need to worry about is to speak about an inflection. So I think we are very to discuss what the challenges that are the admonition for us to think about solutions to these problems. That would be a good one.
The president has said a very good job for the yes, this guy is that it was your attention to this. So I believe all participants do that. They want that to be a speech. Thank you very much.
I am not sure.
Well, my instruction is that it's good we are going for such a forum that will bring all type of ideas together for the way forward. And Ghana is going to be the fiscal relations where there are all ideas that can be put up before you.
Thank you very much.
We heard some of the views of participants at the opening of the National Economic Forum, talking to our correspondent there, and our correspondent Seth Eya has joined us on the line to tell us what is happening now. Good afternoon to you, Seth.
Good afternoon, Barbara.
So what is happening now?
Well, Barbara, after the president's address and other dignitaries also addressing the participants, there was a short break. Now the participants have returned to the room and they've now been divided into their various sessions. So that is the plenary sessions, where the whole program has been divided into six thematic areas. And they include restoring macroeconomic stability, strengthening the role of the private sector in achieving inclusive and sustainable growth and development. And also the third one is key issues in economic management and communication. In all, there are about six thematic areas that the various plenary sessions will be looking at in the next 4 days. Barbara.
I understand, St. Hugh, where the forum is taking place is a very beautiful environment. How is that impacting on the conference, the forum?
Yes, indeed. The atmosphere here is very good for the National Economic Forum because it's the place is located, you know, at a place very, you know, quiet, you know, far away from the middle of the town here in St. Hugh. And it is surrounded by nice, beautiful, well-planted trees. You know, the ornamentals here, very beautiful. And even the hotel itself is a thatched roof. And you know, thatched roof, they provide natural air conditioning. And so the atmosphere here, it was well set for the think tanks to meet and decide and chart a course for the economic development of the country in addressing the medium-term economic challenges as well as the long-term prospects of the economy. So atmosphere here, I can tell you, Barbara, it's very congenial for this economic forum.
Right, Seth, we thank you for that information. We'll get back to you for more information on that in our subsequent bulletins. We've been talking to Seth Eya, our correspondent at the National Economic Forum in Akonsombo. A political science lecturer, Dr. Bosman Asari, says the opposition NPP's absence from the Economic Forum may not affect deliberations. However, the party's boycott is a clear indication that consensus is not working in the country's democracy. To address the scenario, Dr. Asari suggests a constitutional amendment to the current seemingly two-party entrenched majoritarian government to accommodate the multi-partyism. Dr. Asari described the Economic Forum as a positive step and wished the NPP was present to push its proposed solutions to fix Ghana's economy. He spoke to Rebecca Epe.
Consensus is still not working in our democracy, and this is the time we really need it, especially when we are facing some economic crisis. We really need all the main players here on the discussion table, but we are not getting it.
So what can the president do in this case? He has actually in his opening described this as a tragedy. He pointed out that it's a tragedy that not all the stakeholders are interested in this.
As you rightly indicated, we really need all these players to be on board. But the main problem has to do with the system we are practicing, the kind of democracy we are practicing in our country. Our system makes the two parties very dominant. And the main thing which can help one party to be successful is when the other is not doing well. So it's like from the NPP's angle, they were making the point that when you have successfully mismanaged things, why do you call us to come and share in that particular blame? And let's bear in mind, that's the system we are practicing. The only way the NDC can be successful in their scheme regarding elections is when the MPP is not doing well. They are in government and they are struggling. So people will say, let's identify the NDC as a choice. So I think that the NDC is also seeing it as an opportunity, as an indictment on the NDC that are able to make things work. So Ghanaians should look at them. So you look at it from that broader angle, the two parties are always making the point that your disadvantage becomes my advantage, which is not good for our democracy.
Obviously not good for our democracy. Dr. Bosman Asari. We heard Dr. Baumia made a lot of assertions. It looked like he had all the answers to the country's economic woes at a presentation at the Central University. Why would such a person like that not be fielded at a forum like that?
Generally, I don't think that the absence of the MPP will not really help in addressing the problems they have to address. The big picture is that if even the MPP did not show up on several forums, they've been able to make their positions clear. For example, Dr. Baumia, you mentioned recently, we all heard him at the Central University College offer some solutions to our problem. But I would wish such a person were there offering some of this to all those who matter in our economy. But we are practicing an adversarial system. I don't want to use the word the opposition as an enemy, but our system is very adversarial. So people are saying that now the government is really not doing things well. So why should we move with the government, so that assuming the next election comes up, when we are criticizing the government for mismanaging the economy, that same government will turn around and say that all of us took part in the discussions at Akosombo and we agreed that we have to do A, B, C, and D. So if things are not going well, you can't blame only the government. So until certain things change in the constitution, that we are running this adversarial majoritarian system and that we need a system that will bring consensus in decision making, that's what is still going to happen. And it's very unfortunate.
Political science lecturer Dr. Bosman Asari in an interview with Rebecca Ekwe. Away from the Economic Forum,